You remember when Gretchen talked about True Diagnostics True Age Test? It's a test that basically tells you if your actual age matches your bio age, like how fast our bodies and all our important stuff inside is aging. Well, I found out my biological age, which directly predicts my risk for serious disease. Here's why it matters. Research shows that if your biological age is even just 5 years older than your actual age, your risk of developing diseases like cancer and heart disease can jump up as much as 30 to 50%. And that's a big freaking deal. And it's completely avoidable. The good news is nearly 90% of our biological aging is in our hands. Yes, it's driven by the lifestyle we lead, you guys. The habits we have, the alcohol, all that stuff, the environments that you live in, which means we actually have a lot of control over it. I have been really diving into my health lately, and after this test, it has just confirmed that I want to stick with making those healthy choices so I can live longer and better. The test is super easy. It comes in the mail. It's a little finger prick. And then 2 to 3 weeks later, you have your results. If you care about protecting your health and want to find out what your real age is, head over to truediagnostic.com and use my code CLINK to get 25% off your entire order or subscription. That's True Diagnostic, TRUDiagnostic.com. So TRUDiagnostic. Use our show CLINK at checkout for 20% off. Your future self will thank you.
Now at Verizon, we're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's our best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, we got you. Visit your local Chicago Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome. I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay. And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are Housewives of True Crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Hello and welcome.
Welcome.
Good morning, Gretchy.
Good morning.
It's Wednesday, Yom Kippur.
Ooh, happy Yom Kippur.
Yeah. Hopefully everybody's having a nice fast.
Yeah.
Easy fast, I think.
You're not fasting.
I'm not fasting. I'm at Disneyland.
Yeah.
Folks.
Yeah. In LA, apparently they get all the Jewy holidays off.
Yes, we do.
Not in the OC.
Well, that's why I'm down in the OC, because I thought it would be a great day to go to Disneyland.
Yeah.
And we're recording on location again.
Yeah, I'm so grateful. I only had to drive to Anaheim, not too far.
I know. And I made the little cubicles for our recording, so hopefully we don't have any echoing or tunnel sound.
Yeah, we'll get better.
Although I feel like I'm in a tunnel.
Yeah, a little bit. I know, it's a little weird.
So you guys, I went to California Adventure last night. I sent Gretchy some pictures of myself. Did you get it?
Yeah, I did. And I'm real jelly. Everybody knows, like, there's nothing I like more than walking around an amusement park having a cocktail.
I know.
It's so my favorite.
They changed the trick-or-treating at Disneyland to California Adventure.
Which is why I don't even like to go to the Disneyland side.
I know. And California Adventure has alcohol.
Amazing.
So, you know, I found myself a little cocktail and took the kids around trick-or-treating and did the rides, and it was amazing. And I bought myself a onesie costume, a deer.
Yeah.
I'm going to post a picture for you guys to see.
Oh, good for you.
Awesome.
Are you going to wear that on Halloween night too?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
I like comfort.
Yeah.
I'm not going to any like adult Halloween party. Then I'd really dress it up.
Right.
But
I got myself a giraffe bodysuit.
Tight.
It's tight. Oh my God. It might be a disaster. We'll see. It's on back order till October 16th.
Oh God. Hopefully it's not holy. Like your
underwear. Hopefully. Yeah. Hopefully.
Tabitha has this cocktail of vitamins or maybe something fun. I don't know, in front of me, you guys. Seriously, what is with all these pills?
I told you I take a lot of vitamins.
This is insane, though.
It is. It's 2 probiotics, a hair, skin, and nail, a liver cleanse because I drink the cocktails.
Oh, geez.
I don't know.
Doesn't that make you sick?
No. You're supposed to actually take it before you eat or drink anything. So I do.
Oh.
Yeah. Good. I feel good.
Good for you.
I feel better when I take them.
You do?
Remember I was taking them with the cocktails, the Truly.
I'm feeling gross. And I didn't even have a cocktail last night. I think it's probably because I had candy corn for dinner.
That's pretty much what I had too. I was like, I'm not going to spend any money at Disneyland. I'm just going to eat the candy.
Yeah, well, candy corn is kind of my weakness. I would never buy it, but somebody left it on my door.
They did?
Yeah, I got booed. Have you heard of this?
No, what the heck? Booed? Boo-hoo. Freaking
dumb.
What is it?
It's like a thing. I think it is a suburbia thing.
I think I live in suburbia, don't I?
Yeah, but you live in LA and the houses are farther apart in your neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Mine were all nice and cozy right next to each other so everybody can hear me yelling at my kids.
Oh, I'm always worried about that.
I know. So anyways, somebody knocked on our door and we're like, who's that? Amazon?
Yeah.
You know?
It's always Amazon.
Yeah, it's always Amazon. So went to the door and a little black bag and a note that says, you've been booed. Now you've got to spread, yeah, ding dong ditch. So now you got to spread the Halloween cheer to some other neighbor.
Okay, wait. So I remember in high school, people would ding dong ditch and they would leave like a bag of dog poop on your door.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is nicer.
It's a little better.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh, God, I'm just like not into this stuff.
So you have to boo somebody else.
Does that make me a bad person? Yeah. I'm a little antisocial.
Okay. The person might be listening. So thank you very much for leaving Gretchen.
Yeah, it's nice. And listen, my husband is all about it. He can't wait to like load up the kids in the car and like do it, you know?
Do it to somebody else?
Yes. And okay. I bought some stuff to do it. I bought this boo bark at Trader Joe's. So we're going to leave that. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, boo bark. That sounds perfect to boo somebody with.
Right?
That's really funny. Guess what I had on my doorstep this weekend?
What?
A rattlesnake. A real one.
I hate snakes.
Okay. My husband hates snakes more than anyone. And he was cleaning up our barbecue. One of the chair covers had blown off in the wind. And so it was like, he just kind of like picked up the cover and it was under actually the cover. It wasn't on my doorstep.
Oh
my
God. What did you guys do?
Oh my God. Okay. So we don't actually have a shovel. We have one of those like pitchfork things.
That's not going to help.
And we have friends over, we were having a barbecue and having friends over, but my daughter had brought a friend over from soccer.
Okay.
And so she's there and the kids are there and they're all watching. And Sean is like, get me the pitchfork thing.
Yeah.
And he goes to town on the snake. It was real adrenaline seeking or thrilling or something.
Did he get the head off? Like, what did he do?
Yeah. I mean, he murdered it.
He did murder it without getting bit.
Yes. Yes.
And was it a big snake?
No, it's baby.
Those are worse.
Are worse. Yeah. So then we were like, oh my God, the mom's got to be around. I looked up online and I found out that rattlesnakes actually have their babies. They have eggs, but they keep their eggs inside of them. And then they hatch inside of them and they produce about 8 to 10 babies.
Don't you guys like get your house like sprayed for snakes or
yes,
something?
Yes. And guess what? I think we were together the last time they came and I wasn't home. And so I was like, oh, it probably doesn't matter this time. We've never had a snake. And then the one time I didn't get it sprayed, I got a snake.
Oh, gosh.
I know. Sean was real pissed.
Yeah. Yeah, that's scary.
Yeah. He's like, are you kidding me? I was like, I didn't want to give him the gate code.
Yeah. You know, I'm a fan of the scuba diving, but I won't. You know, some places there are snakes in the water.
In the ocean?
Yes. And I will not go diving in any of those places. You know, like I'll take sharks all day, but no snakes in the water. Water snakes? That's scary.
Sorry, I just had to pop off
her Invisalign.
Invisalign.
She's so high maintenance.
I could hear my lisp with it.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I sat in the Invisalign chair, you know, mm-hmm. the orthodontist, for an hour and a half this week so they could put these little buttons so I can have rubber bands now. Literally an hour and a half.
That sounds like a drag. That sounds like you could have gotten lash extensions.
100%.
Which, by the way, Tabitha skipped out on our Yosemite trip and my friend Ailish went and she has lash extensions still from Napa.
And do they look good?
Yeah, I was so jelly of her. She looked, woke up and looked like amazing.
I know. So we went to breakfast in Napa too and she looked amazing. And I was like, it's those lashes. I know it is. So anyways, I sat in this chair. I was telling you about the orthodontist real quick.
Oh, okay.
I sat in this chair. Then I leave after an hour and a half and the freaking things they just cemented on my teeth popped off.
Gross.
Not kidding you.
Gross.
So now I got to go back for another hour and a half. Sit in the stupid chair.
Yeah.
I should bring the eyelash extension lady with me. They could do both at the same time.
Maybe you could call Priv.
What's that?
You know that app where they come to your house and do beauty things on you. On location.
I'm not trusting anybody with my eyelashes that drives to my house from an app.
Oh. Sorry. Excuse me. Got it.
Does that sound too diva of me? That just sounds scary, Gretchen.
The
person leaves and then I never know where they are. And my like,
oh, yeah, because your eyes closed.
Eyeball. Yeah. No.
No.
Mm-mm.
No. Okay. 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 I feel that. That's a little scary.
Puts me in a real,
you know what else is scary?
Position. What? Yeah.
The tale of Rachel Mullinex.
Okay. Tell us about Rachel.
Well, let me tell you. It happened in here in Orange County.
Oh.
Yeah.
In Anaheim?
Not Disneyland? In Anaheim. Kind of Huntington Beach and Newport Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. In 2006.
Sorry, Gretchen.
She's taking more vitamins. I told you. I tell no lies.
I am taking my vitamins. But now I'm taking it with what we opened because I did have a bottle of champagne that Sean brought. So clink, clink.
Clink, clink.
Thanks.
Okay.
We forgot to say that.
I know. People hate when we skip the cocktail.
I know. And Sean might be upset because he brought us this bottle of wine because he knew we were recording.
Oh, that's real nice of Sean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. All right. Okay. So let me tell you about Barbara and Bruce Mullinex. Back in 2006, they were living in a 2-bedroom condo in Huntington Beach with their only daughter, 17-year-old Rachel. This sounds pretty normal, but actually it was kind of an unusual setup because Barbara and Bruce had divorced 4 years prior. According to Bruce, the reason for the split was because of Barbara's drinking problem. But after the divorce, Barbara was not able to make it on her own financially as a single mom. And so Bruce let her move into his condo with Rachel to help her out. Yeah, pretty nice, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, really nice.
Okay, well, this apparently was a real bad idea because it got real tense in the Mullinex household and led to Barbara drinking even more. And when she got to drinking, and she was not nice. Not like us.
We're real nice when we drink.
Don't you think?
Yeah, but we don't drink like that either.
I'm way nicer when I drink.
I mean, I had 2 glasses of wine last night, and I don't really drink on weeknights.
Let me tell you a good time to drink when you're doing homework with your children.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm way more patient and nicer if mommy has a glass of wine.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So both Bruce and Rachel described Barbara as crazy mean drunk. She would say things to Rachel like, your father is going to have to whore you out because he spends too much money. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
We have a friend that told us some funny story about when she drank and she called her friend.
Oh, yeah.
What did she tell her friend?
Say it. Something about this is why she doesn't drink anymore.
This is why she doesn't drink because she called her friend and told her friend that she was ugly.
Ugly is like the meanest thing you can say to someone. It's like the meanest. Like it's all you have to do is say, yeah, you're ugly.
I know.
Mic drop. Boom.
Boom.
That's so mean. but one of these days we might get her drunk again.
God, I tried.
Oh, yeah, you tried.
I'll try okay. again.
This Barbara, Mamacita, she kind of reminds me of how Joan Crawford is portrayed in Mommy Dearest. Have you seen that movie?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, from all accounts of her, I mean, I take it as this, they're not just making this up because everybody kind of describes her the same way. She was like real glamorous in her own way. Mm-hmm. She wore a lot of makeup and she really craved the limelight. She liked to work as an extra on TV shows.
Okay.
Which is probably why she had to move back in with her ex-husband, because she couldn't pay the bills, because I think those extras like stand outside for 18 hours and get paid like $100.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Real cheap work.
Yeah. And just like Joan Crawford in Mommy Dearest, I mean, she could be easily provoked and just flip out.
Okay.
Okay. So it sounds to me personally like Barbara didn't really have anything going on except her so-called acting career and her daughter. So when Rachel, her daughter, got involved with 21-year-old Ian Allen, Barbara did predictably not love this. According to Bruce, he thought that Barbara's loathing of Ian stemmed from the fact that she viewed him as a threat because Rachel was 17 and they had announced that they were engaged.
Okay.
Which, I mean, most parents wouldn't like that anyways, right?
No.
And Barbara thought pretty soon Bruce is like not going to pay her bills anymore because Rachel will be 18 and gone. So, yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Rachel won't take care of her either because all she cares about now is Ian. So, I mean, side note, it is kind of weird, though, because although Barbara made it clear that she was not a fan of Ian's, both her and Bruce had signed a document that said Ian had their consent to be with Rachel so that he could never be charged with statutory rape. Because Rachel's 17, he's 21.
I don't even think that happens anymore, does it?
Oh, yeah. You can definitely still get charged with statutory rape.
Oh, no. I know that, but do you think you could sign something saying that it's okay? I don't think so.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, so what this tells me is that the dynamic between, you know, Barbara and Rachel was like kind of bananas. As much as Barbara sounds like she was like this horrible, narcissistic, unstable mother, it also sounds like Rachel still kind of had the power to have her mom by the balls and get her way. And I also get this impression because actually back in 2004, while Rachel and her mama were in Tampa, they had an altercation that involved Rachel actually slicing her mom with a knife.
What?
Yeah, there's pictures of it. Barbara took pictures, but she refused to press charges.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So volatile.
Yeah, volatile. Little volatile. They both sound kind of like pieces of work, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so one night in September 2006, Rachel missed her 1 a.m. curfew. And you know what Barbara did? She went right over to Ian's house and got her. In doing so, she woke up Ian's parents and siblings, and this might have been the straw that broke the camel's back because Ian did not like this at all. He reportedly felt humiliated by Barbara, and he was livid about it.
I bet you Barbara was drunk.
You bet Barbara was drunk?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. So 4 days later, what you know, Barbara's body was found floating in the new.
April is Financial Literacy Month, the perfect time to start teaching your kids the value of money. And Acorns Early makes it easy with their smart money app and debit card for kids. Acorns Early Chores Tracker teaches kids that hard work pays off. You just set up their tasks, payment amount, tick off the chores when they're done, and boom, they've got money in their card. Saving goals help kids turn savings into habit. Kids get a new sense of independence when they spend what they earn with their very own debit card. Plus, kids can build up their money knowledge and their confidence with bite-sized financial lessons. Parents keep track of when and where their kids are spending, get real-time spending notifications, you know, it's a great, great thing. We do it for our kids. I actually am just going to start setting it up for my youngest, but Kyla loves it. She feels very like a grown-up, you know what I mean? But we still have control over what's going on. And it's a great way for her to start saving for a car, like I told you guys she was doing last time I talked about Acorns. Are you ready to help your kids grow money skills that will last a lifetime? Head to acornsearly.com/clink or download the Acorns Early app to get started. Sign up now and your first month is on us. Again, that's acornsearly.com/clink. Acorns Early card is issued by Community Federal Savings Bank, member FDIC, pursuant to license by MasterCard International. TNCs apply, monthly subscription fees starting at $5 per month unless canceled. I hate to break right in during the middle of a story because you know I love storytelling, but the other thing I love to do is invest. So I had to tell you about Acorns. Acorns is a financial wellness app that makes it really easy to start saving and investing for your future. You don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with just your spare money you've got right now, even if it's just change. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns recommends a diversified portfolio that can help you weather all the market's ups and downs. This is actually my favorite time to start investing, to be perfectly honest with you. You just need to stick with it, and Acorns makes that easy too. Acorns automatically invests your money, giving it a chance to grow with time. It has been really important to me and my family to invest, and I started years ago, and I have weathered some storms, and it has paid off. Sign up now and join the over 14 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $25 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/clink. That's acorns.com/clink, or download the Acorns app to get started. Played client endorsement, compensation provided, incentives to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advertisers LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink. What is one lesson you learned the hard way? Let me tell you, in my early years, it was overspending, credit cards, and simply not putting my money where it could grow. You've heard us talk about Acorns before, and today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. April is Financial Literacy Month. That's right, they made a whole month reminding you to finally take control of your money. Good news is, you don't need 30 days. Acorns makes it easy to start saving and investing for your future in just 5 minutes. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that matches you and your money goals. You don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now, even if all you have is spare change. Honestly, you don't need a lot of time to set up. 5 minutes and you are on the road to your future. Currently, Kyla, my daughter, is looking into her future and the ways to make her money grow. You know, a car is right around the corner for this teenager. So teaching her the ways to invest with Acorns is making it so easy for us. Sign up now and join the over 14 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $25 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorn app today to get started. Paid client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink.
Port Beach Harbor.
Oh.
At the Yacht Club.
Dead. Oh, goodness gracious.
Her body was wrapped in a sheet along with a knife, and there was another knife still left in her eyeball. Yeah. She had been stabbed 52 times.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Listen. That probably caused quite the commotion at the yacht club.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can only imagine.
Right?
Yes.
Okay.
I was just listening to something, and they say if you're stabbed that many times, it's by somebody that loved you.
Well, you know what? Police thought the same thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So when she was found, there was also a large cardboard box that was wrapped in duct tape close by. So police theorized it might have been used to transport the body. So they collected that box as well as evidence. Okay, so at the point when the body is found, it's pretty clear, like you said, Tabby, that whoever killed this lady knew her personally mm-hmm. because randoms don't usually just go around stabbing you 52 times and leave a knife in your eyeball. It was a butter knife too.
No.
Yeah. I mean, do you know how hard? So bad, right?
Okay. I can't even imagine.
I know.
But that's a real F you.
Yeah, it's a real F you. Okay. So they go about trying to identify this lady in the harbor. They get information off the cardboard box SKU that it was a television sold to Bruce Mullinex and that he resided in nearby Huntington Beach. But how they were actually able to positively identify the victim as Barbara Mullinex was off of the serial number inside her breast implants.
Oh.
Interesting, right?
Yeah.
Did you know that?
I did know that each one has a serial number.
Well,
I didn't know that they would be able to identify you by it.
I'm just saying.
It's almost
like you're microchipped.
Yeah, it is almost like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So police go to Bruce and tell him that his ex-wife has been murdered. And subsequently, they tell him that they are real curious about what he's been up to recently. And investigators describe Bruce's response as a little too casual. They say it was something like, oh, you don't say. You mean my ex-wife that I have like a super tumultuous relationship with has been violently murdered? That's a bummer. I was in Fresno. And police say, that's real convenient, Bruce. And we find it odd that you're taking the news so casually and calmly. And guess what? You're our number one suspect.
Yeah, of course he is. It's always the husband.
Right? I mean, that's what I would have thought.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he's in Fresno.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. But there's the dark web.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So the police get to getting their investigation on and they go to the Mullinex residence because they need to see what's going on over there. And what they find is no sign of forced entry or a crime scene, really, except for a sponge that appeared to have some blood on it on the nightstand in Barbara's bedroom. There was something odd about Barbara's bedroom, though. Also, there was just a bed frame left, but no mattress.
Well, that is really odd.
That is odd, right? Police thought, that's real odd. Okay. So they decided to treat the condo like a crime scene. So they sprayed that chemical that glows when it reacts to blood.
Mm-hmm.
And
luminol.
Yeah.
Isn't it called luminol?
Yeah, luminol. And guess what?
Everywhere.
Looked like a freaking massacre occurred. Okay. Mm-hmm. They could see blood spatter all over the walls and the ceiling.
Of course.
Right. Okay. So they started to put it all together that Barbara had been killed in the bedroom on the bed. And that's why she was wrapped in the sheet when she was found in the harbor.
Uh-huh.
It was just like out of convenience.
Right.
Right. Okay. And the reason why the bed was gone was, you know, just to get rid of the evidence. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So police also questioned the neighbors. Okay. Remember, these are condos. So they all share walls.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the neighbors said he heard a whole lot of yelling and banging around 2 a.m. And he wouldn't be surprised if someone was murdered.
Didn't want to call the police?
He did not call the police. And police were like, guess what, buddy? Someone would have appreciated the heads up.
Yeah, come on, people. If you think maybe you should call the police, just call the police.
Oh, my gosh. I can't imagine what the police like looked at this guy like.
Like wake the F up.
Yeah. Okay. So at this time, no one has heard from Rachel and they fear for her safety. Also, Bruce's Fresno alibi actually checks out. And so they start looking into who else could have been motivated to kill Barbara. and they learn about the tension between her and Ian.
The boyfriend,
yeah. So when they go to Ian's house, they find out that his family hasn't heard from him in a couple days. And so they do a search of the family's computer and see that on the day Barbara was murdered, someone did a MapQuest search for directions to Tampa. And the family mentions, oh, also, by the way, we're missing a handgun. Okay. Remember when we used to have to MapQuest everything?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I do. Okay. So he's MapQuesting his way to Tampa from from Newport Beach.
Yeah. To Tampa. That's not freaking Napa.
Did I say Napa?
Yeah.
Tampa.
Wine on the brain.
Real far.
Yeah. Real far. Okay. So now they are pretty sure they know where Ian's heading and they know what route he's taking to get there. It's heading right along I-10. I'm very familiar with that highway. Took it all the way to Louisiana myself. And speaking of Louisiana, when Ian used his ATM card at a gas station, they were able to get local authorities to pick him up. And of course, guess who he was with?
Rachel,
that's right. So they brought these two crazy kids in and questioned them. And Rachel told police that what had happened was she was asleep. She heard some commotion and she walked into the bedroom and saw Ian was standing over her mother, stabbing her. And she tried to push him off her and he knocked her unconscious. And the next thing that she remembered was waking up bound and gagged in a hotel room with Ian threatening her life as well with a gun. Okay. She also said that Ian was a real asshole and deserved to go to prison.
Okay.
Okay.
But was she bound and handcuffed? Well,
for one thing that sticks out right now is that it's like, okay, Ian, if you had a gun, why did you go about stabbing her 52 times?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that seems real crazy, right?
Quieter, but crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, the video of her initial police interview where she's telling this tall tale, spoiler, had me thinking that this was like the worst acting job I have ever seen. I mean, it's real bad. She is not convincing at all.
Okay.
She's real like, why don't you believe me? What do you mean you don't believe me? I just told you. Don't you care? I was kidnapped. And they're like, we know that's what you're saying. Okay.
Okay.
So, although she was not convincing at all, remarkably, Ian actually corroborated the same story when he was questioned by police.
He did.
Yeah, he did. But there were still a couple problems. And that is, for one, Rachel did not have a single wound on her, which you would imagine there would have been if someone had been tied up against their will. Right?
Bound,
gagged, knocked unconscious, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Not a scratch on her. And also the hotel that Rachel said Ian took her to, no record of them ever being there. Yeah. Should have thought that went through, Rachel. Yeah. And additionally, they had pulled the surveillance video from when Ian used his ATM card at the gas station convenience store in Louisiana. And they saw the two of them acting all lovey-dovey, being affectionate.
Listeners, if you're a parent and your child always has questions on their homework, like mine, and you don't feel equipped to answer them, like me, and you want to save money on private tutoring, who doesn't? Then IXL is right for your family. IXL is an online learning program for kids that can be used on your computer, your phone, or your tablet with the app. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. I love it because of the way the program is designed to help kids really understand and master topics. It's so adaptive. So as your kid uses it, the program figures out what your kid needs more help with. Then it recommends more topics to practice and helps them build any missing foundations and take on challenges when they're ready. IXL is backed by research and it shows wherever you may be, from California to Florida to Kansas to Hawaii. The research is clear. When kids use this program, they get better test scores.
Kids are smart. They may just need more support outside of school. Give them that extra help they deserve with IXL. If your child is struggling, this is a smart investment that you can make for them. Membership starts at only $9.95 a month. I love the value of IXL and how simple it is now for me to find the specific help my kids need. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Housewives of True Crime podcast listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. Listeners, has it ever felt like you're doing everything right, eating healthy, working out, and yet your energy still crashes or your mood swings hit out of nowhere like a twist in a crime story you didn't see coming? I've been there too, and what I've discovered is that many of these issues could be tied to hormonal imbalances, like a hidden criminal lurking in the background, throwing everything off track. But here's the good news. This is one criminal mystery you can solve with Happy Mammoth. No need for a long, deep dive investigation. Just take the free 2-minute quiz from Happy Mammoth. Answer a few questions about what you're experiencing and where you're at in life, and you'll uncover the real culprit behind your hormonal symptoms. And the best part, after taking the quiz, you'll get a personalized recommendation to help you balance your hormones so you can feel like yourself again. So check out Happy Mammoth, the creators of Hormone Harmony, because they are dedicated to making women's lives easier, especially moms. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. According to a survey, 86% of women started losing weight, 77% said it improved their mood, and the biggest benefit, 100% of women surveyed said they're feeling like themselves again. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code CLINK at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code CLINK for 15% off today. The struggle to lose weight is real, and I am all about the help wherever I can get it. How about y'all? Are you ready to lose weight? With Effecty, getting access to powerful GLP-1 weight loss medications has never been easier or more affordable. Effecty offers compound semaglutide, the same active ingredients as the popular name brands, but for up to 80% less. These medications work by regulating appetite and blood sugar, helping you lose weight in a sustainable and science-backed way. Getting started is simple. Fill out a short medical questionnaire, then connect with a licensed provider through a quick chat-based telehealth consultation. If you're eligible, your prescription gets shipped straight to your door. No hassle, no waiting rooms. With transparent pricing, no hidden fees, and no membership required, Effecty is committed to making proven weight loss treatments accessible to everyone. You guys, I am loving my NAD Plus and Metformin that I received from Effecty. For me, the combo has been the jumpstart I needed to start the weight loss train and feel better while doing it. Are you ready to level up your weight loss game? Right now, my listeners can get $50 off GLP-1 weight loss treatments at Effecty.com with code CLINK at checkout. That's Effecty.com. EFFECTY.com and use code CLINK to get $50 off your first month of GLP-1 weight loss treatments. No hassles, no memberships, and no hidden fees. Get started today.
Real casual.
Yeah, I don't buy it.
Yeah.
Not buying it.
Yeah, well, they weren't buying it either. And so they weren't buying it either that Rachel didn't have any involvement in the murder of her mama. So Ian and Rachel were brought back to California and both were charged with first degree murder. During the trial, more evidence was presented that painted the picture of these two plotting to kill Barbara over a period of time. For one, there were over 400 texts between the two of them in the 3 days prior to Barbara's demise. The text message that was highlighted during the trial was one that read, "Run or Tuesday." Prosecutors say that Tuesday was their code word for murder.
Run and murder?
Run or Tuesday. I don't know. Rachel says it was supposed to say run on Tuesday. Tuesday was the day of the week that it happened, by the way.
Okay.
A former co-worker of Ian's testified at the trial that Ian had asked for the day off so he could help his girlfriend and mom move. So basically, Rachel's defense was that she did have a plan with Ian, but it was just to run away, and that she was guilty of making bad choices after the plan to run away turned into murder and go on the run to Tampa. But that's it.
They didn't know that you're supposed to go on the run to like Mexico.
I know, right? Okay, so prosecutors pointed out that Rachel's DNA was found on the sponge used to clean up the crime scene, and that it took two of them to get the mattress Barbara was killed on out of the house and into Ian's truck.
And where'd they put it?
They found the mattress abandoned and burned close to where Ian works.
Hmm.
So they theorized that while Ian was off burning the mattress, Rachel stayed behind to clean up the crime scene. And they know this not just because on the sponge with the blood on it found on the nightstand had Rachel's DNA, but because 4 hours after the murder, Rachel texted Ian, "I love you."
Ugh.
So like they, you know, if she was bound and gagged, how could she be like, you know,
"I love you"?
Texting him.
Yeah.
Whatever. "I love you." Right. Gross. Okay. So it's not really sounding like she was feeling real threatened and under duress, like she's claiming. Also, it didn't look great for Rachel that her DNA was also found on the duct tape used on the cardboard box that Barbara was put in when she was dumped in the harbor. And also, additionally, a pathologist who performed the autopsy testified that he believed there were 3 knives used on Barbara and 2 assailants were involved, which would make sense, right?
Yeah.
52 times, that's 2 people. They were both stabbing her.
Yeah. Oh.
Sick.
Sick.
Okay, so both Rachel and Ian made real interesting choices in regards to their hairstyles at the sentencing. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Ian previously had a buzz cut. And he really had the good looks to pull it off. Let me show you his picture. This is him.
Oh, yeah. He is good looking.
Okay. And This is him at the sentencing.
No, it is not.
Yeah. What? He showed up at court with like a real fallat, like bowl-like hairstyle.
He looks like a murderer.
Yeah, it makes him look real slimy.
Yeah, it does.
To the jury, and I think he was probably going for like the clean cut, you know, all-American young man that just got like mixed up.
Well, the buzz cut, he didn't want to look like a thug, right? Because it's like a shaved head.
Yeah, I guess. Well,
but it does look much better.
I should be a consultant for this. Okay.
Eyebrows. Hairstyle.
Right. Oh, okay. Well, speaking of eyebrows. Okay, so look at Rachel. So this is Rachel when she's young. She's like real disco biscuit.
Uh-huh.
She's like blonde, tan.
Straight out of California.
Straight out of California. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Then what happens when you go to prison, Tab? Those blonde locks turn mousy brown.
Yeah.
That's not good.
No.
But then on the day of sentencing, she did something real special with her hair.
Is it boxer braids?
Yeah, boxer braids. I don't think that's a good choice.
Well, maybe they were going for like the 2 braids, like Little House on the Prairie, and she kind of got it wrong.
Okay, listen, what I think that says to the court is that, look at me, I'm making friends in here.
Oh, people are braiding my hair.
People are braiding my hair. It's like freaking summer camp. So you know what? You should probably keep me in here for a real long time because it's going to take a while for me to get bored of this place because I can find things to do.
Maybe.
Okay.
Okay.
Doesn't look so like hardcore. And so they threw the book at her.
They did.
Yeah, they did. Her and Ian were tried separately, but they both got 25 to life.
So what does that mean? They can go get up for parole at 25 years?
I think you can actually get up for parole at 23 because I read that they are both eligible in 2027.
That sounds real soon.
I know. Well, this happened in 2006.
That doesn't sound too long ago.
So she's going
to
be out and strolling. But okay, so what is kind of crazy is that, you know, I told you Barbara sounded like
A piece of work,
right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, they give that opportunity for people to speak on her behalf.
Yes.
Not one friend or family member or anybody.
No way.
Mm-hmm. Spoke.
Wow, that's incredible. So they basically thought that maybe Rachel had been abused.
Yeah.
This is what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
As a child, and basically lost it on her mom eventually. And that was that.
Yeah. And her dad stands by Rachel. He says that he doesn't think that she had anything to do in the murder.
Oh, but she did.
Yeah, she totally did. Yeah. I mean, that's not surprising, right?
No, it's not surprising.
People have a hard time believing.
Yeah, I know.
Their loved ones are capable of murder.
Yeah, because that's a big deal.
Yeah.
Murder is a big, crazy deal.
Yeah.
And I don't know how she's still saying she didn't do it. She's going to have to actually, to get out early, she's going to have to admit it. And be apologetic
and show
for
remorse.
It.
Mm-hmm. But she's so bratty. I don't know if she's going to.
I would.
Oh, also, I should mention that after he was sentenced and everything, Ian finally told the police that she was involved.
The truth.
Yeah.
What did he say?
She was involved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why did he stand up for her the whole time? Try to protect her.
I think he was really, you know, crazy in love with her,
I guess.
Thought they were in this together, but then she turned real quick.
Well, it's almost like they kind of communicated about it before. Like, hey, if we get pulled over, this is what we're going to say.
Yeah, but then she went away from the plan. I listened to a psychologist talk about her, and he said that he hadn't treated her, but he thought that she had borderline personality disorder.
Mm-hmm.
And he sounds like, she could just flip like that on someone real quick. That she has a lot of intense emotions, but that she would not be able to have the forethought to think long term.
Yeah, like what's going to happen if I do this?
Yeah. Like you said, Mexico, whole lot closer than Tampa. That's a long drive, y'all. And they didn't even get caught until they were in Louisiana. I mean, they definitely could have made it to Mexico. It's like 5 hours from Huntington Beach.
I know. And a different country. What are you going to do in Florida? You're not protected.
No.
That's the craziest thing I ever heard.
Yeah.
Get yourself to Cabo San Lucas and have a nice life.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying that's the right thing to do because I don't think it is, but
it's not. Hey, so that's a wrap on this. You want to give some shout outs?
Awesome. Yeah, let's do that. That was a good story, Gretchy. Next story, I think we're going to do that serial killer.
Tab's going to do it.
93 people so far.
Yeah, like the worst one ever.
Crazy, man. Yeah, so let's do some shout outs. You guys, we've gotten some really awesome ones. I am real thankful. Gretchy's also real thankful.
Yeah.
So hey, who are they?
TC Alley. Clink, clink.
TC Alley.
Right back at ya. Okay.
Thanks.
KMO, you know, newest fave. She wrote a real long review.
That's gosh. Yep. When I write reviews and I want to be long, I'm like, what am I going to say? And I say the same thing.
So Trendy Red says, you guys are awesome. You're awesome too, Trendy Red. Thanks
Trendy
for the review.
Red, thanks.
Flappy is amazing. Says obsessed.
Obsessed.
Thank you. Sophie Lilla 84.
Sophie Lilla.
Love you back.
Love.
And I think that's it.
Also, remember the one that I was like, Elise Seesaw, whatever.
It's Elise.
Elise is special. That was what it was.
Yeah.
So thanks, Elise, again.
Yeah, she joined our Facebook group, which you all should do.
You should join the private group. That's awesome. The other group is awesome, too. It's just if you're Instagram or Facebook, either one is good. But the private group, we'll get a little in there.
Yeah, which reminds me, I'm taking a picture of us right now as we speak so I can.
Look at my Disneyland shirt.
Post on our private group.
Yeah.
Okay.
So hopefully you guys enjoyed that episode. I hope when we edit it, Damien, you can take out any echo.
Yeah.
Any tunnel vision.
Yeah.
And thanks to Damien for always giving us the best editing possible in the podcast world.
Yeah. Thanks, right? Damien.
We'll give Damien a little shout out. And thanks, Gretchy, for your story today.
You're welcome.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.